Chapter 1. Quinn. I can't believe Lou talked me into doing this. At one point, he's talking about how my dick will fall off if I don't use it, and the next thing I know, I'm yelling at him about how that's not what college is supposed to be about. He then tells me that that is exactly what college was supposed to be about. And what is even worse is that he was right. At least for me. It took a long time for me to decide to go to college. It's not that I didn't believe in higher education. I'm all about it. It's that I didn't go to a traditional high school. At our school, we explored our interests, devoured it like a box of Oreos, and then hosted a class where we taught it to those who weren't as passionate about the topic. Whenever I explain it to others, they can't wrap their head around it. But at my school, it worked. Mine was a special school for kids who caught on very quickly, and I was their first graduate. By the time I was 18, I had the equivalent of advanced degrees in multiple subjects, so what would going to college get me? After I graduated high school, I stuck around teaching classes and acted as an assistant principal. And the year after that, I traveled. I spent a couple of weeks in Africa and Asia, and then finished off my trip backpacking through Europe. The trip helped put things in perspective. Yeah, I had a lot of theoretical information on a lot of topics, but at its peak enrollment, my high school had only 50 students. More than that, they were all like me. We all learned information quickly, and we all came from the same New York penthouse background. I was smart enough to figure out there was more to life than that. Yes, the 3 months I spent traveling the world gave me some perspective, but the perspective was that I didn't know anything about the things that mattered, and that I wasn't good at human stuff. I had never been in love, I had never had sex, I hadn't even had a best friend, and I didn't know how to talk to people to get any of those things. So, instead of thinking I could reinvent the wheel, I did what everyone else my age did. I found a school as different from my high school as I could, and enrolled. There isn't anywhere more different to New York than Tennessee, and to contrast with the 50-foot high-rises and concrete jungle, I chose East Tennessee University, where your walk through campus was practically a nature hike. I then filled out my roommate compatibility questionnaire and got Lou, the gayest guy I had ever met in my life. That guy is boy crazy. I grew up with two dads and a mom, and not even I knew how many guys there were who were into other guys. Lou could scan a room full of boys with their girlfriends and have a date in 20 minutes. I was far from that. I was open to dating either guys or girls, yet I hadn't gotten a single person's number in the month I had been here. Lou claimed that it was because I never left our room. I told him that he was just trying to get me out so that he could bring guys back to our place. He said, "Of course," and then threw what I told him about the reason I was here in my face. You can't meet new people locked up in this room, and as much as I love you, Quinn, you're not going to get what you want from me. Don't get me wrong, you're hot as hell, and any guy, or girl, I guess, would be happy to get all up in what you have to offer. But I would prefer to have at least one person I can talk to without things getting awkward because we've made out. And you're my roommate, so congratulations, that's you. Which means that the one place you spend every waking minute of your life is the only place you shouldn't be. I go to class, I countered. Ugh, whatever. Look, you want to prove that you didn't just come here to observe the common folk until your father gives you a Wall Street job in the family yacht? Then I want you to march out those doors and have some fun, young man, he said, pointing. Ouch, Lou. If it isn't true, then go do it. Mingle with the people. Stop it. Prove me wrong. Don't just talk about wanting to have a life. Get a life. I will, I said, furious. Good. Good. And I want proof. When I get back here tonight, I want to see a naked guy, or girl, in that bed, and I want to see some shame, mister. Plenty of it. There will be. There will be plenty of shame. For you. Because of how wrong you were, and stuff. Good. Good. I mean it, Quinn. Me too. So now, here I am, marching across campus to the only party that my last-minute research turned up. East Tennessee University's football team won against West Tennessee University, their cross-state rivals, earlier in the day, and the football fraternity was throwing a party. Nothing about any of that sounded fun, but I'm going. Because Lou tricked me into it. So much for being the smart one. Fine. I'll go. I'll get proof that I was there, then I'll go to a coffee shop and read a book on my phone. I know he mentioned that thing about finding someone naked in my bed, but there's no way that was going to happen. I couldn't lose my virginity in a pool full of dicks. Believe me, I've tried. I don't know what it is about me that no one wants to be with, but no one does. Besides, I tend to have a thing for older guys, and I'm not going to find that on a college campus. Unless I consider professors, and I'm not going there. Nope. Looks like I'm just going to have to spend the rest of my life as a sad, lonely virgin. Did I just bum myself out? I think I did. Now I'm really not in the mood for a party. Rounding the corner, I could hear the music before the fraternity house came into view. It was intimidating. I had to tap into my anger at what Lou had said to keep me going. Face to face with my impending doom, I almost froze. I'm just not good at this stuff. There was no way I was going to be able to mingle or cohort or whatever it was that people my age did. New plan. I wasn't going in. I would get my proof that I was here, though. I was going to walk up to one of the half dozen people standing outside, ask to take a selfie with them, and then get out of there as quickly as I could. Looking around, I saw people smoking, people talking in a circle with red cups, and one guy standing by himself. That made the selection easy. All I had to do was walk up to him, ask to take a selfie, snap it, thank him, and go. I could manage that. I wasn't a complete freak. I could talk to one person. Tightening my lips, I hardened my resolve and charged over. I wasn't going to overthink it. I was just going to do it and be done. "Excuse me, can I get a selfie with you?" I asked the guy with his back to me.
"You want a selfie with me? Why?"
the guy said with an edge to his voice as he turned around. Whoa. Do you know that feeling when you see something that takes your breath away? Warm prickles start at the back of your hands and shoot up your arms before settling in your face as the heat makes you lightheaded. That was what happened when our eyes met. The guy was beautiful. His creamy skin contrasted with his jet black hair and pool blue eyes. His jawline was carved out of marble. There were dimples, so many dimples, in his cheeks, underneath his bottom lip, on the tip of his chin. They were everywhere. More than that, he was big. He was inches taller than me, and twice as wide. That isn't saying much considering how slight I am, but his rippling muscles looked like they had muscles. God, was he gorgeous. I couldn't speak, and he was clearly waiting for me too. He had asked me a question. What was it? Oh yeah. It was why I wanted a selfie with him, and he seemed upset about it. Had I made him angry? Was it weird to ask to take a selfie with a complete stranger? It probably was. Shit, what the hell was I thinking? Sorry, I sputtered before forcing my legs to move in the opposite direction. I got two steps away before he spoke again.
Wait, don't go.
I stopped.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. If you want a selfie, I'll take one with you.
No, that's okay, I said, wanting to look at him again, but scared that if I did, I wouldn't be able to breathe.
No, really, it's fine. You can get one. I don't know why anyone would want one, but it's fine. I'd be happy to take one with you.
That was when I looked at him again. I recognized what he was saying.
He was talking like a guy who was used to people asking to take pictures with him. I knew a little about that. That was in part why I chose a university in the middle of nowhere. I wanted to be where I wouldn't be recognized as Quinn Toro, the boy freak. That was me, though. Why did people ask him for selfies? He was the most amazing-looking guy ever. Did random strangers approach him dazzled by his beauty? It wouldn't surprise me if they did. I wasn't asking for a selfie because I know who you are. I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are, I explained. The guy jutted his head back, startled. As I stared, his fair skin turned pink. Oh, okay. Then... He shook his head as if trying to shake something loose. I'm sorry. Why do you want a selfie with me? It wasn't you. It was anybody, I told him. You wanted to get a selfie with anybody? Why? I huffed as my predicament re-entered my mind. It's my roommate. He told me that I needed to get out and have fun. He said he needed proof. And the selfie was going to be the proof? Yeah. So, after you took the selfie, what? You were going to go? Yeah. The gorgeous guy looked at me like I was the freak that I am. A smile crept across his face. It would have made me feel bad about myself if it didn't make me want to melt into a puddle in the grass. This is going to sound crazy, but you're here. Why not go in and actually have fun? I'm not good at this type of thing. You know, the social thing. Luckily, that's something I'm very good at. How about we make a deal? I'll give you your selfie as proof for your roommate, but you have to come in and actually try to have a good time. I'll introduce you to a couple of people. That way, when your roommate asks you about the night, you won't have to lie, he said, his face exploding into dimples. I stared at him. Why would you do that? He looked at me, twisting his head in confusion. Maybe I'm just being nice. Maybe I think you're a cool guy and that it would be cool to hang out. Maybe I'm flirting. A chill shot through me upon hearing the word flirting. What was going on? Did this guy like me? Was there something happening between us? Was there going to be a naked guy in my bed full of shame when Lou got home after all? Wait, was I getting hard? I think I was. No, I definitely was. Okay, I said, sure that I was turning beet red. Cage, by the way. What? My name. He stared at me. And your name is? Oh, Quinn. Cool. I like that name. Thanks, my parents gave it to me, I said, losing control of my tongue. Cage laughed. I mean, of course my parents gave it to me. Not of course. My parents didn't give me the name Cage. Who did? An uncle or somebody? No, I did. So, what's your birth name? Cage looked at me with thoughts rushing through his head. How about I take you inside and show you around? So I guess we're going to let that question go. Cage chuckled uncomfortably. You don't have much of a filter, do you? I froze. That wasn't the first time I had heard that. The previous time was with the last guy I fell for. I guess not. Is that bad? Actually, it's kind of refreshing. Oh, okay, I said, falling for him more. You have a nice smile. I didn't realize I was smiling, I told him. You are, he said, looking at me with a smile of his own. You too. It's very nice, I said, feeling my heart thump and not knowing what to do about it. Cage led me up the stairs, onto the porch, and then into the frat house. It was hard to take my eyes off of him, but when I did, I was surprised by what I saw. I didn't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this.
The large living room was sparsely furnished, but full of people. Everyone had red cups in their hands, and they spoke to each other like they were friends.
"It's still pretty early," Cage explained.
"What do you mean?"
I said, raising my voice over the country pop music.
"There'll be more people later."
"More than this?"
I asked, looking around at what felt like a horde. Cage chuckled.
"Yeah."
"Damn. Okay."
"Cage!"
a thick guy said, throwing his arms around Cage, spilling some of his drink onto Cage's shirt.
"Oh, did I get you?"
"That's okay," Cage said casually.
"Dan, this is Quinn."
Dan turned to me and stared.
"Quinn!"
he finally said, removing the awkwardness.
"Is he trying to recruit you?"
"What?"
I asked, confused.
"Is he trying to get you on the football team?"
I stared at him, unsure what was happening. Was he being serious? I wasn't exactly built like a guy who ran full speed into 200-pound men.
"Football team?"
Dan turned to Cage, confused.
"We play on the football team,"
Cage explained.
"You do?"
Dan threw his arms around Cage again.
"Cage doesn't just play for the football team. He is the team."
I looked at Cage for an explanation. He smiled with humility.
"I'm the quarterback." "This man isn't just the quarterback," Dan said mockingly. "He's the guy who's going to lead us to a national championship, and then he's going pro."
"Oh, now I get it. You thought I was asking for a selfie because you're a famous football player."
"I'm not a famous football player," he said quickly. "Hell yeah, he's famous. There ain't nobody who doesn't know who he is," Dan said proudly.
I looked at Cage for his reaction. Cage looked back at me and chuckled uncomfortably.
"Not everyone knows who I am."
"Name me one person who doesn't," Dan challenged.
He gave me a knowing smile.
"Quinn, you want a drink?"
"I think you need a drink. Follow me."
"Good meeting you, Quinn,"
Dan said before wandering off.
"So you're a quarterback?"
"Didn't you hear? I'm not just a quarterback. I'm the team," Cage said with self-deprecation.
I laughed. "I heard. Are you going to go pro? I have a couple of uncles who played in the NFL. Cage looked back at me with surprise.
"Do you?"
"Yeah. I mean, they're family friends. So, you know, uncles," I clarified.
"Did they like it? Playing for the NFL?"
"Yeah, I guess so. You excited about getting drafted?"
"Sure,"
Cage said half-heartedly before turning to pump beer into two red cups. "You don't sound excited."
"No, it's great. I can't wait for it. It's everything I've been working towards,"
he said, handing me a cup and holding up his to cheers with mine.
"To new friends."
I touched his cup and took a drink.
"This beer is awful,"
I said, looking down at my cup. Cage laughed.
"No, tell me what you really think."
"I mean that it's not very good," I explained.
Cage laughed louder. Cage stopped laughing and looked into my eyes.
God, did I want to kiss him.
"I suppose if I ask you if you're having fun yet, you'll tell me the truth?"
"I'm having fun,"
I said, moving closer in case he did want to kiss me. Cage watched me with a devilish look in his eyes. I could have sworn that he was about to move his lips towards mine when he said,
"Why don't I introduce you to a few more people?"
"More people? I've already met two. How many more people can a person meet in a night?"
"A few more than that," he said, slipping his hand around my shoulders and leading me away.
Feeling his touch made every part of me tingle. I felt like such a little guy in his arms. He was so big and strong. I couldn't believe that I'd met someone like him. I couldn't believe that he was acting like he was into me. Could a guy like him be into guys? The possibilities made my chest clench. Cage led me around the party, introducing me to one person after another. He wasn't kidding about being good at social stuff. Everyone he introduced me to hung on his every word, and when it was my turn to speak, they hung on my every word too.
I couldn't tell if they were all just being nice, or if being with Cage had turned me into a more interesting version of myself. Whatever it was, I loved the feeling. These types of interactions had always been so hard for me, but at Cage's side, I was a different person. What was even better than that was how he took every opportunity to touch me. He touched my shoulder when he introduced me. His pointing finger lightly rested on my chest when he was emphasizing a point, and standing shoulder to shoulder as if we were already a couple, he would bump his shoulder against mine when he laughed. I was a helpless ball of putty by the time he was done with me, and I couldn't stop thinking about the other thing Lou had suggested. What would Cage look like naked in my bed? With one of his teammates waving his arms around, telling a story, I couldn't take my eyes off of Cage. With his full attention on his friend, Cage subtly retrieved his phone from his pocket and peeked down. Slipping it away quickly, he waited for the arm waving to die down and then looked between his friend and me. "Guys, I have to head out," he said, wrapping his large hand around my bicep. "Yes, me too," I said quickly.
"Yeah? Where are you headed?"
he asked enthusiastically. "Back to my room."
"Where's that?"
"Plaza Hall."
"Really? I'll go with you," he said, squeezing my arm.
My heart stopped. He was coming with me? Was this it? I couldn't believe it might finally happen. I prayed no one looked down because there was no hiding my excitement. I swallowed and forced myself to speak.
"Cool."
After saying a few goodbyes, the two of us exited into the night. I was giddy from terror and arousal. As the silence between us drew out, I wondered why he wasn't saying anything. Wasn't he the one who was supposed to be good at stuff like this? I was about to mumble something when he finally spoke.
"It's a clear night."
"What?"
"You can see all of the stars," he said, turning to me. "You cold?"
"What?"
"You're shivering."
I was shaking. "I guess I'm nervous," I admitted.
"What are you nervous about?"
My face got hot. "I don't know." Cage stared at me.
"You're a good-looking guy. Do you know that?"
"So are you," I told him, shaking even more.
"Thanks. Are you happy you came out tonight?"
"Yeah, definitely," I told him as my gaze fell to the ground.
"We're here,"
he said as we approached the door of my building. "We're here," I repeated, my heart pounding.
"Do you want to come in?"
"Come in?" Cage asked, caught off guard. "Yes," I replied shyly. He murmured before the door popped open and a girl came out.
"Cage!"
she said, wrapping her arms around him and standing on her tiptoes to kiss his lips. My mouth dropped open in shock. What was going on? What had just happened? The petite blonde with angular features turned towards me.
"Who's this?"
This is Quinn. Quinn, this is Tasha."
Tasha looked at me suspiciously, while Cage became uncomfortable.
"Tasha is my girlfriend."
"How do you know Cage?"
Tasha asked me. I was too shocked by everything to speak.
"Quinn had asked me for a selfie."
Tasha turned to Cage, surprised.
"Oh, did you give him one?"
"Not yet," Cage said with a smile.
"I can take it," Tasha volunteered. "Give me your phone," she said, approaching me with her hand out.
Still speechless, I handed her my phone and stood next to Cage.
"Say cheese," she said.
"Cheese,"
Cage replied while I stared back, stunned.
"Here you go,"
she said, handing back my phone.
"Check it."
I looked down and saw my full humiliation on display. "Yes."
"Okay, let's go. I'm hungry,"
Tasha said, entwining her body with Cage's and pulling him away.
"It was nice meeting you, Quinn," he said, looking at me as he left.
"Yes, it was nice meeting you," I mumbled, sure that he could no longer hear me. I watched as the perfectly suited couple walked off.
Of course, he had a girlfriend. And, of course, she looked like that. My heart hurt watching them go. I can't believe I thought he was interested in me. No one's ever interested in me. How could I have been so foolish? How could I think a guy like him could be interested in a guy like me? Once the two had disappeared into the darkness, I entered the building. Ascending the stairs in a daze, I wanted to cry. Why didn't anyone ever like me back? "Don't tell me that you went to a coffee shop and read a book," Lou said, snapping me out of my haze. "What are you doing here?" I asked, not expecting to see him. "Ugh, the date was a bust. But don't change the subject. I don't see a naked man on your arm. I don't see, sigh, a naked woman. I don't see any signs of shame." I took out my phone, pulled up the picture of Cage and me, and handed it to Lou. "Who's this?"
"Cage."
"Why do you look so heartbroken, Lamb Chop?"
"He has a girlfriend," I told him before looking into his eyes and crying.
"Ah,"
Lou said before wrapping his arms around me and holding me tight.
"What's wrong with me, Lou?"
I asked before he guided me to my bed, climbed in beside me, and held me while I cried.